Speaker!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
Informing Parliament of the government's $500 million support package to help AMI Insurance cope with claims from the Christchurch earthquake, Finance Minister Bill English had unanimous support, with one exception.
The Honourable Sir Roger Douglas.
Finance spokesman for the ACT Party.
Speaker, I have been warning the government of this moment for the last 2 years. Here is what I said in March 2009. All this talk of bailouts and the like undermines certainty. It suggests to business that the government may begin to actively pick winners and losers, but such an approach is a recipe for disaster.
Roger Douglas would only agree to a bailout with two non-negotiable conditions.
First, the government must send out an unequivocal warning to all New Zealanders that the government cannot afford, nor will it entertain, any further bailout. Second, that the government gets its books in order. We need, for example, to get government expenditure under control immediately. Going slow, as we have over the last 3 or 4 years, is no longer possible.
Meanwhile, ex-deputy leader John Boscawen had another question for Mr. English about the government's decision to spend $2 million on the Rugby World Cup plastic wokka.
How does he avoid the perception that this is a sweetheart deal to Ngāti Whātua, reinforcing the conclusion that there are two rules in New Zealand with the national-led government? Happy to hand out hard-earned taxpayers' cash to hopeless projects just to keep the Maori Party on side.
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr. Speaker, that is not correct, and the worth of this project will, in the end, be measured by the same way as the worth of many other Rugby World Cup projects, and that is whether they excite tourists and fans and whether they take part in the events that go on in that venue.
There were also questions for Foreign Affairs Minister Murray McCulley about government spending on a ski resort in Afghanistan and various tourism development projects in the Pacific. They came from his Labour shadow, Marianne Street.
How many jobs have been created in Niue as a result of the $78,000 tourism development contract given without a tender process to former National MP Mark Blumsky, and how many people in Niue have been lifted out of poverty through that initiative?
The Honourable Murray McCulley.
Mr. Speaker, the contract that Mr. Blumsky has is our High Commissioner. It's a normal arrangement that is at the behest of the Minister.
Question time was followed by the triennial debate on appointments to the Abortion Supervisory Committee. The government supported the reappointment of Professor Dame Linda Jane Holloway of Dunedin and the Reverend Patricia Ann Allen of Christchurch, and the new appointment of Dr. Tangimoana Francis Habib of Hamilton. But in a surprise move, Maori Party co-leader Tariana Turia called for the replacement of the Reverend Ann Allen by Dr. Ati Moala of Wellington. Tariana Turia called for a conscience vote despite this warning from Labour's Charles Chevelle.
Sir, I am told that there may be another name floated in the debate. If that's the case, I can confirm that there's been no consultation with the Labour opposition over any such name, and I would be surprised if members on this side of the House were to support any such late nomination in the absence of such consultation.
After counting members through the lobbies, Tariana Turia's amendment was defeated by 70 votes to 41, with one abstention. Finally, National's Tau Henare brought the House down with this response to an interjection from Labour's Shane Jones.
How is Linda Lovelace these
Order.
Days?
Order. Order.
Mr. Henare's reference to the 1970s porn star had the Speaker in stitches.
The House had better come to order, please.
Mr. Speaker.
The Honourable Tau
Henare. My question is...
Mr. Henare's question about progress on the Victoria Park Tunnel Road allowed Transport Minister Stephen Joyce to display his knowledge of famous exotic underwear outlets.
I visited the Victoria Park construction site this morning. And I'm pleased to report to the House that Aucklanders will begin benefiting from the victory.
I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.